Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's Friday on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show, guide. Is it the 3rd of October already? Yeah. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and yeah, we're just...
checking in.
That's simply...
Can't do my shtick anymore because people are changing the channel, according to Moose, so... Wouldn't want to bleed listeners.
No, of course not.
One person texted. He's like, yeah, we're bleeding listeners. I'm like, I don't think we are. But
Breeze,
right, we're checking in.
Breeze, I simply said surprise us. That's all I said this morning.
Check in.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for being here. Who's on the radar, Breeze?
We got some people weighing in. Oh, my gosh. This girl's name is actually Taylor. And she says, I am over the moon with Taylor Swift's new album. I've been listening since midnight. I am obsessed. We just played her, I think she's coining it, her single from this album, which is Fate of Ophelia, on this very radio station, world premiere right here on PXY.
What did you guys think?
You know, I like it. It's a
little slower.
I think it is slow. Yeah, I do. I think it's slower. I guess what she said on the podcast on New Heights was... it's going to be very similar vibes to 1989, this entire album. And I'm just not picking up on that yet, but I mean...
there are so many songs that I first listened to, even some that were on like the Drake album that I'm like, this sucks. Then after a while, you can't help it. You just start, you love it. You fall in love with it.
No, I will. I will like it after a couple spins for sure. I just... there are certain albums that you just connect with right off the bat. I felt that way about Midnights. I felt that way about 1989. I've felt that way about a lot of her albums. But I will admit, there's albums that I literally just don't like. Like Tortured Poets Department, not a fan. Folklore, Evermore, they're all slow. I'm not a slow girl.
Will Smith's new album, Based on a True Story. I like pretty girls, girls, girls.
Oh God, yeah, it's a nightmare. It's truly a nightmare.
Yeah, what are we playing that single? All right, who else is here?
Danger's like, absolutely shut it down. All right, who else is here? We have Hannah weighing in. She says, good morning, excited for the weekend, feeling great that it is Friday. We have our girl, who is this? Penelope? It sounds like a stage name to me, but we'll go with it.
What's up, P?
Penelope says... hi, guys. Vibes are okay today. The only thing keeping me afloat is the fact that the weather has been immaculate. It really has been.
It's been wonderful. It's been outstanding. It's mm-hmm. been incredible. It will rain next week, but let's just enjoy the weekend. It's going to be really, really nice. Vibes are up. Oh, guys, today's the day. Netflix is releasing Monsters, the Ed Gein story. Same creators of Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, Monster about the Menendez brothers. I'm like, this is, I've been waiting 2 months for this. I just set my reminder.
Who is it? Who's
that's,
that guy?
Ed Gein is the dude that was based off of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in Texas.
Yes, of course.
So these are all true stories, but, you know, And the Yankees won last night, so my vibes are up.
Yeah.
How about you, Breeze?
Vibes are fine. This was like the longest week of my life.
It's been long.
I'm shocked no one's dead, if I'm being honest. It was just one of those weeks. I was not into really anything. So, yeah, I'm glad it's over. A lot to come this weekend. We're going to the Haunted Hayrides tonight. Vibes are high for that. I'm going to the Bills game Bills game adjacent on Sunday.
Bills are playing Patriots. I'm telling you guys right now, this is going to be a good season.
It already has been. Yeah. I mean, if they win this game, they'll be undefeated 5-0. Like, that's insane. And Josh Allen, we trust, but we'll see. We'll see. For sure.
That's right. Okay, guys, here's the deal with the news. The government shutdown. We have officially entered day 3. And coming up on the show, I'm going to tell you some of the things that will and won't be impacted in the Rochester area. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
The number one hit
music station. 98 PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 76 for the high today. The government shutdown has officially entered day 3.
Oh, God.
Leaving many federal services on pause. And here's some of the things that will and won't be impacted in the Rochester area. Tens of thousands of the over 115,000 federal employees in New York State right now are out of work. And guys, if you happen to be taking a flight anywhere or traveling, I would just recommend being extra kind to anyone working at the airport, because TSA agents and air traffic control right now is currently doing their job with no pay.
Ooh.
And all of us know how stressful those jobs are, and to be doing them right now without any income sucks.
Yeah, no
so
thanks.
Be nice. All of these federal services.
Why? What is the lure and the draw to go to work if you're not getting paid? I would just not go.
They understand this. They understand the responsibility that they have, and this happened back in 2008? I can't remember the last shutdown.
No, it was
2018,
19,
something like that. But all these federal services and jobs, they're expected to go without pay until the government is funded again. And like I mentioned the other day, this could take a week, 2 weeks, it could take a month. But flights will continue at the Frederick Douglass Greater Rochester International Airport. Now, despite the government shutdown, New York State residents are expected to continue getting federal food assistance benefits at least through October. And that's what Foodlink said on their Facebook post. People can redeem their SNAP benefits as usual. However, if the shutdown goes past October, I mean, then the fate of SNAP benefits, that's more uncertain. The Department of Veteran Affairs, they shared information about which services will and won't be impacted, but VA clinics will continue providing services, including Rochester clinics on Calkins Road and Clinton Crossing. In addition, these services will not be impacted, but VA benefits will continue to be processed and delivered, including compensation, pension, education, and housing benefits. However, during their shutdown, VA benefits regional offices will be closed. There's a list of those online as well. So tough times right
Very
now.
Very much so.
We're all just trying to push through, especially the people who are not getting paid right now, all those federal workers.
Yeah, no thanks. Don't put me down for that. Speaking of tough times, there has been a lot of tough times within relationships, friendships, and everything of the sorts when it comes to where we are politically, what's happening in sports. I mean, football has been underway here for just about a month. And there was a big game last night as well that divided households and friendships. And I was a witness of one of these friendships crumbling before my very eyes.
So tough.
Based on this activity. And what was put in place for these two roommates will blow your mind. I'll tell you exactly what it is coming up next.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. The country is very divided right now when it comes to not just politics, but sports.
I'm so divided, you guys. I grew up in a household where my parents were on opposite political parties.
That could be tough.
And like back then, it like wasn't that big of a deal. Or maybe it was and I just didn't know about it because I was much younger. I just feel like in current present day, politics are now divided than ever before. I don't think you need to even have like one brain cell to figure that out. But that is like, they handled it very well. And there's some people these days that won't even date the opposite political party of their choosing.
Not a shot in hell.
You know, there were a couple nights during elections and things like that where they slept in separate rooms, trying to like air out their dirty laundry. But
okay,
that is neither here nor there. And that's a marriage and that's things that they can get through. But last night, what I witnessed, a divided household, was not a marriage, not even a relationship, not even like a romantic.
Right.
It was two best friends that shared a rent and a house was divided based on the baseball game, Red Sox versus Yankees.
Yeah.
So a very close friend of mine is a die-hard Red Sox lover. Always has been, always will be, ever since I've known her. Entire personality, decals on cars, merch up the wazoo, you name it. So last night, I was out at the cannery, and she was like, yeah, I like have to be at Tin Cup to watch the game. I'm like, seems like the last place on earth I would want to watch it. Just because, like, I don't know, if I'm like that into something and I need to like hear it and see it, I feel like I would want to be home by myself.
But, no, well, it's the energy in the room, you know?
And yes, Tin Cup. And I asked her, I was like, Tin Cup's a Red Sox bar? She's like, absolutely. The Green Monster's literally, as you walk in, like there's a jersey. I was like, how do you know? And she was like, the jersey, the Green Monster literally at the door. I'm like, right. Okay, got it. So I waltz over there and I meet her and there's like three empty seats at the bar. And I'm like, do you want to like sit with me? She's like, no, I can't sit. I have to stand. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Right.
So then she discloses to me that her roommate, who she's very close friends with, is a diehard Yankees fan, loves the Yankees. She goes, we are not speaking. We haven't spoken 3 days. We have a contract that was drafted by ChatGPT had to sign.
They drafted up a
contract.
It was
the most official thing. It was more official than the contracts and legal documents that I've been signing to buy my home.
Yeah.
More official.
Or any other prenup that you'd sign.
I'm like, oh my God. Like,
you want to talk about a divided home? Yankee fans and Red Sox fans? I mean, that's the biggest rivalry in sports.
You should have seen the bar last night because, like, although it was a Red Sox bar, it was flooded with Yankees fans.
Sure, yeah.
So they were, like, cheering every time.
Yeah.
You know, something was going against the Red Sox. And she's just sitting there, like, fuming. And I'm like, oh,
her
my God.
Head
I'm
in her lap.
I'm literally just here for the boneless wings. You know what I mean? Like, this is a lot for me.
That's it. I mean, Boston season is over.
I know.
The Yankees popped bottles and celebrated in their clubhouse last night.
Yep.
And that's it.
When I was there, nothing was happening. Like, they were still 0-0. And I left before any points got on the board at all. And I'm glad that I did because, honestly, I feel like from what I witnessed, from nothing even happening, it would have gotten ugly. And,
you know, I find this so interesting that you bring this up is because there are people that will sign contracts, whether they're friends. I knew somebody that I used to date for a little while back when I was in LA who her and her past relationship signed a contract. And I'm like, well, what was the contract for? And they're like, well, the contract is we're friends, but friends where we have benefits, but we're also dating.
What?
But we also kind of get to see other people.
How long
I'm like,
was that
that's
contract?
I'm like, that's that sounds messy.
They had to sign a contract.
They both signed the contract.
What is the most ridiculous contract you've ever signed? I signed a contract
with
this
job.
No, literally. I'm like, wait, I should have lawyered up for this. I signed a contract once with an ex who could not stop talking to their ex. And I made them sign a contract.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I wonder if I still have it. I think I do. I feel like I've talked about this on
the show
before.
You've mentioned this.
I feel like I have. And it was like, I will not talk to so-and-so on the, like, and I had to lay, I had to spell it all out. On the phone, on Snapchat, via text.
What have we learned? When you have to do that, especially in a relationship, it's not it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay. Always show text messages and calls to Breezy. No deleting any texts or calls. Be truthful. This is just baseline of a relationship. Give all details, no code names, because that's what they would do. They would put it under a different name. I'm like, so
why do you still have that?
I have like all of my notes in different folders in my app. This is from like 2015. No burner phone usage. Yeah, this was doomed.
Oh my Lord. You had to actually tell them in a contract.
Yeah.
The person you were dating and loved, you can't use a burner phone behind my back.
I'm shocked it didn't work out. Truly shocked.
98PXY traffic.
Things looking good out there for you on this Friday morning. No delays on 490 in either direction.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Breezy!
Your weekend starts now.
National Pierogi Day is next Wednesday. Are you kidding me? October 8th and Mrs. T's Pierogies is celebrating with a chance to win a year's supply. So you guys can head on over to the contest page at 98pigsy.com right now and enter for your chance to win a year supply of stuffed pierogies. Stuffed with the stuff you love. Let's get it.
Are you struggling?
I mean, who writes this copy?
Oh, my God, it's too much.
Who's writing this? All right, guys, here's the situation this morning. I want to ask you to look deep inside yourself. Can we do that for a couple of minutes?
Please.
And I understand it's hard to do, trust me. But we all have trouble looking in the mirror once in a while. But if I asked you a simple question, that question being, why wouldn't you date yourself? What would you say? If you came across you, why wouldn't you date yourself? And this only works if you're being 100% vulnerable and honest with yourself.
Right.
And us, because we all have flaws. And we're not talking about surface stuff like, oh, you know, I snore or I leave my socks on the floor. We want honesty. We want vulnerability. That, you know, that's the things that we're scared of.
Yeah.
But what's that thing you know would drive someone else nuts if they were dating you?
Well, I mean, I know. My fiance tells me every day, so.
Well, I saw a handful of people, you know, opening up on social media and doing this, and it looked very therapeutic. So I thought, you know, we would try.
It's like the open letter to our younger self, but just like us roasting ourselves.
Okay, dig deep inside. Let us know the first thing that comes to mind. You can text or call us if you really have an honest answer. 585-252-9800. I'll start. Breezy will follow. All right, let's get into it. The reason I wouldn't date myself is because I need a lot of alone time. And it's great for me, but can feel like rejection to someone else.
Nightmare.
Also, I'm very particular. I tend to obsess over tidiness, which can be very time consuming and very aggravating for other people. And last but not least, I will admit I do struggle with commitment issues. That's three, but I'm feeling very generous this morning. Breezy?
Okay. Mine would be, I don't think I could date myself. Actually, I know that I couldn't date myself because I'm sick of myself 90% of the time. So the people that date me, I know for a fact, truly love me for the person that I am because I am a lot. I am wildly dramatic about everything. I'm a drama queen, like absolute drama queen. Sometimes it's a bit, sometimes it's just who I am. I swear I don't love the drama. It loves me, to quote Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I am an absolute disaster to live with. Hurricane behavior. Absolute tornado behavior. I'm messy. I'm disgusting. I can't even stand to live with myself half the time. I don't know how I'm getting married. And last,
Breeze, it's a 4-hour show.
But and last but simply not least, I can be kind of mean when I'm upset.
Yeah.
I can say things like, I'm never going to physically harm anybody ever. I don't believe in violence, but I will cut you with my words.
No, she absolutely will. And you know, it's crazy. I'm not trying to make this about me, but I feel like I do not get enough credit for being in a room with her for 5 hours a day. I don't. It's a lot.
Oh, please.
All right, let's go over to Danielle, who's on hold. Hi, Danielle. Good morning. Why wouldn't you date yourself?
Hello. Good morning. I would not date myself because I'm way too anal. I like to know that when I leave the house and I come back home, everything is going to be in the same place.
Right.
So this is just my fiance using a different voice? You just put her on the voice changer?
Yeah.
I think you and I are very similar in those ways because I don't know, there's a sense of peace that comes with leaving and knowing that when you come home, everything has its place. And you know, that's not ideal when you're in a relationship, or especially if you have kids.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. And I do. I have a child and I love her dearly, and she's probably just as anal as I am and will probably adopt the same traits, but it's a serious deal. And
are you in a relationship?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no, God, they'll run for the hills. We love the, you know, self-growth, and we love the just representation this morning.
It's just about being honest, and these are great, too.
It's self-reflection.
Yeah.
Hey, I love that.
Danielle, good luck with that, okay?
Thank you very much.
You guys should date. Sounds like a match made in heaven.
No, Danielle, picture everything you are, and then times it by 10.
I think we'd have a problem, but we could be great friends.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys start a cleaning business together. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Thanks, Danielle. Have a good weekend.
But I will say, not to just like crap all over myself, ourselves.
No, you have. Listen,
I have so many amazing qualities we're not, that outbalance.
We're not doing that right now. This is about why you wouldn't date yourself. We know you're a beautiful human. Christina says, I overthink compliments. Anytime someone tells me I look nice, I overthink it or get in my own head about it, which most people find to be really annoying. Yes, Christina, I hate you. Not in that way, but that personal trait is tough to deal with because when you go out of your way and say, you look beautiful. What do you mean?
It's the most annoying thing it's the most annoying thing about a person.
It's tough.
Truly. Johnny from Brockport says, I go mute the second I'm presented with any form of conflict. I often give silent treatment unintentionally. Yeah.
See, you shut down. Yeah. I do that too sometimes. It's tough.
My mom's weighing in. She said, Breezy, my goodness, love yourself. The problem is I love myself too much. I think that we need to be honest with ourselves and with others. I'm not saying I'm a bad person, but like,
no,
I have flaws.
Yeah, and it's okay to recognize those flaws. Morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm a fat mess in every way imaginable.
Oh, okay.
Clothes on the floor, dishes in the sink, shoes in the hallway, and yet my wife still loves me. Good for you, Pete. I'll go over to our friend Lydia. So I wouldn't date myself because I'm indecisive about small things, but controlling about big things. Also, I'm extremely jealous. And I'm bad with money because I'm an impulse shopper. Lydia, I applaud you. That was extremely honest. Thank you. And no, nobody would date that.
shut your Tinder down now.
Yeah. And also, last but not least, hey, good morning, guys. This is Nina. I wouldn't date myself because I'm a night owl. I stay up till 3 a.m. every night just scrolling. Also, the men on dating apps are literal trash. Okay.
There should be a dating app where we lead with our faults. We lead with our faults and we lead with that. And if you can't handle it, then on to the next.
What would you call it?
Faulting in love? I don't know.
Faulting in love?
I just coined it.
That's actually
honestly
not bad.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Things are tight all over and everybody can feel the pressures of that financially. And when you're going to pursue an education, a lot of things that stand in the way are centered around resources and finances. And Monroe Community College is now offering a program that aims to help students overcome those barriers that might stand in the way of them pursuing an education.
This is why I went to school there, because they care.
Dirt cheap. Yeah, absolutely.
They care about you.
Moose is like my alma mater.
That's what's
up. Went there for 4 years, should have walked away with 2 degrees, got a half of a degree, but it's totally fine. Okay. The school is one of 17 communities, colleges participating in SUNY's Advancing Success Association Pathways Program. So they're coining it as ASAP, which is funny because obviously we use that acronym all the time, provides eligible students with resources and support, including covering the funds of textbooks, groceries, transportation, and other costs when it comes to attending school. Finger Lakes Community College is also among those schools that offer the ASAP program, while the other SUNY schools are calling this program Advancing Completion Through Engagement. So Governor Kathy Hochul and other state leaders allocated $12 million in the state budget to expand this program. MCC and FLCC obviously reaping the benefits for it. So they're going to serve around 7,000 students each year, and they're going to have 10,000 students enrolled by next fall.
That's what's up. It is a great community college. And I know, listen, I used to be this guy, and I know so many of you do it, especially people in high school. When you're asked where you're going to go away to college, you're so bashful and you feel so embarrassed. You feel like you constantly need to explain yourself. Well, I'm going to do MCC for the first 2 years, but then I'm going away. It's like, it's okay. It's, you know, say it with your chest.
I know. You shouldn't really like talk about things until they're like actually happening, right? Like, you don't have to tell anybody your plans for anything.
It's a great school, though.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm proud to have my degree from there. Even though it took me 6 years, I'm proud of that, associates. And it hangs on my bedroom wall in a frame.
Yeah, that's
And
wild.
I know some of you are like, well, I bought a frame once and it came with an associates.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
like, well.
Duffy.
All right, coming up on the show, have you ever been duped by a GoFundMe? Our friend Ashley thought she was helping someone in need until the sob story turned into a spa day. Where's the money really going? We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. How many of you have ever donated to a GoFundMe?
I have.
I think a lot of us have. A majority of the time, we trust the money is being used for what is stated in the fundraiser story, right?
Yeah, there usually is a very long sob story.
Right.
I mean, granted, most of them are real, and this is actually what happened. But some of them are a little little sketchy.
It's like, oh, you need $100. Okay, here's $100. Most mm-hmm. people don't read the terms of service when setting up a GoFundMe. If you say the money is going to a specific cause, then that's 100% where the money needs to be going. It's not your personal bank account.
Right.
Right, Ashley?
Right. I got scammed.
Our friend Ashley is joining us this morning to share her experience after, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but recently you donated some funds to someone's personal GoFundMe, and tell us what happened.
So I'm, you know, scrolling Facebook. I see this GoFundMe with this really sad story about an old friend who was going through a bad divorce and needed to get out of the situation. So naturally, me being me, I donate. And then about a week goes by, and posting pictures with the significant other, and then the next story is her at the hair salon getting hair extensions. And the next story, she's at the tattoo shop getting a tattoo on her arm, a huge one.
But
so
this,
I'm like, wait a minute, you used all of our money for hair extensions and a tattoo sleeve, which neither of which are cheap. So yeah, we got duped.
But you also can't prove that, can you?
I mean,
we do know she needed money desperately.
Yeah, for her hair and her tattoo. But, I mean, I almost clearly. Wish she just said that instead of the sad sob story that got me.
Well, is this somebody that has, I don't know. Here's the thing. If you post out in GoFundMe or any kind of website like this where you're asking people for donations, this is my own personal belief, but you can only go to the well so many times. After that,
this is the second one. She had another one.
No.
Her dog.
Oh, this is the second one.
No.
What was the first? The first time she was asking money for what?
She said her
for
dog.
For her dog, which of course got me then too, guys. I got it twice.
So what twice. Was? So what? Ash, I mean, you're the problem. What? Respectfully, what was wrong with the dog? What was the problem?
Apparently, there's like some neurological issues. And yeah, needed right. all of this. Help. Right. So, and she was like DMing me on that one because she really knew she could hit me home there. And everyone that knows me knows I'm the number one dog lover. So I really
stop
got it there.
It.
Yeah.
And stop it.
I mean, how much money have you given this woman?
She's like, I drained my bank account for her.
I don't know. You know me. A
couple $100.
Whatever anybody needs, take it.
Oh yeah. My gosh, Ash, I'm like really in a lot of money, like money troubles right now. I'm buying a house.
No, I mean,
that's why I buy so many comfort sets with your discount code.
I know, literally.
Here's the thing. You do have a really big heart, Ashley. And this we know. I know I've known you for a very long time. Like before you even met Breezy in person, you sent her a $25 gift card to Starbucks.
I mean,
yeah,
I never,
you used.
Yeah, I never got
I gave it.
It
to
but
her for her birthday and you used
the
it.
The sentiment
well,
was there,
it's
Ash.
Not, it's not the point. But anyways, it's I don't know how many of you agree. 585-252-9800. Does anybody, because this sounds illegal, doesn't it? I don't think you can do this. If you're spending money or giving somebody money on GoFundMe, that money has to go to what the cause says it is. You know
I
what
just,
I'm saying?
Yeah, it's. I think it's illegal to not, but I'm
I mean,
not
I can't
the
be
lawyer.
The only person that noticed it because she posted it pretty quickly right after and took the GoFundMe post down.
Ash, did you call her out?
No.
Yeah, you're not going to do that either. See, because you don't like conflict.
I would.
Yeah, I'm so bad.
Give me her
not
number. I'll call
Caitlin,
her.
You know?
We'll call her live on air.
How many of you have ever donated to GoFundMe and then felt like, you know what? I think I got duped.
I only donate to GoFundMes of people that like, I mean, this is different because Ashley did know her, but like people I really know or like I was kind of like quasi-involved in the situation or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. All right, Ashley, let me get to some phone calls coming in, but thanks for your story.
Okay, thanks. Send me back my gift card.
Yeah,
literally.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye. You owe us a coffee date.
Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, this is Kara.
Kara, go ahead.
Hi, Queen.
Okay. Hi, thanks. So listen, I just had to jump in and comment because you guys are doing way too much over this GoFundMe thing, okay? Once that money hits your account, like, that's your business, period. Like, I don't know who thinks that they can have control over what's in your bank account, but, like, whatever that Ashley girl was talking about on the phone, so wrong, okay?
That's not true.
I don't think that's...
Kara, if you say, I need money for my dog on GoFundMe, I can't afford the vet bills, people are giving you money expecting you to use that money towards the vet
because
bill.
That's what you said.
What,
What if your situation changes? What if then, your dog has already passed away or gets miraculously cured? They gave you that money.
Then,
okay?
legally, that money is supposed to be refunded back to whoever donated it to you for your personal GoFundMe.
Legally, sure. Okay. Morally, not by a lot of people.
But also, like, when we say vet bills or, like, you know, for your dog or what have you, like, you're the one taking care of it. You're a caregiver. So, like, you're the caregiver. So, like, if you say you're going to, like, do something for your dog, like, there's so much involved in your life that's involved in your dog's life. Like, if your dog stresses you out, like, yeah, go use that money to get a massage.
No. That's not how this works. GoFundMe is not your personal bank account. You just don't go in there and take what you need. That money is specifically for one cause. Whatever cause you said you needed the money for.
It's no different than Moose or I putting on a charity event for a non-for-profit and then being like, yeah, but like, I'm going to skim a couple off the top.
Yeah, we're going on vacay. Right. Come on.
It's
a website. People are willingly donating, you know, like,
because they don't... for the right reasons, though.
Yeah, they think you're in distress.
Oh, guys, did you hear about Nancy and Jerry's house burning down? Let's give to their GoFundMe.
They lit it on fire.
Oh, wow. They're in the Bahamas.
No, fully.
What?
Well, you're acting like people are like they're distressed giving the money. They're willingly giving the money. And like I said, people's situations change. People like ask for $10,000, they get $20,000. Yeah. Like, take a vacation with it. Your house burned down.
Okay,
your
I understand.
House just burned down.
No, listen, GoFundMe is for one purpose, okay? You're collecting, people are giving money willingly, and you're right, but they're doing it because they think it's going to the right place, not because you're using it because you want to go buy a new car. Your priorities are all screwed up here, Kara.
Very much so.
I don't know. You guys are making too big of a deal out of it.
No, you're wrong, Kara. And Kara. No, Kara. Nope. Because guess what? You are. It's three against one. Legally, it's three against one. You're so wrong.
You know, listen, let me just tell you this. It's very simple. Once you give it, it is out of your hands, okay? If you don't trust that person, don't donate. Simple, you know?
Okay. And Kara, this is where I say have a great weekend, okay?
You victim blaming is crazy.
I do appreciate your take, Kara. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, let me get to two texts before we take a quick break. Who's this? Lydia says, I donated to a GoFundMe for a coworker who said her dog needed surgery. Found out later she used half of it to go to Nashville for the weekend. So, yeah, I have trust issues now. Sorry, but if you tell people the money's for your sick grandma and then you're out clubbing 2 days later, that's called scamming.
There's nothing I love more than watching the person's Instagram story that owes you money on a trip somewhere.
Pretty much all my friends on the West Coast.
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
City. Flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
Pump it up.
You got to pump it up.
Don't you know?
Pump it up. Pump it up.
Wausau Shawcross, murder rates, garbage plates. 76 for the high today. We will take it. The sun is shining. Happy Friday. Let's get into There I Said It, 585-252-9800. You got something you need to get off your chest this morning? So do we.
We have so many things to say.
So do we. Let's get it. All right. That's real mature. Let's go over to Dave, who got here first. Why do people act like snobs when it comes to brunch? Because brunch is just overpriced breakfast with mimosas, and people pretend it's better than Denny's. I can get 5 pancakes, 2 pieces of sausage, bacon with 2 eggs for $10. When I go out with my wife, it's $75. Brunch sucks. There, I said it.
My mom hates brunch.
What?
Hates it.
Oh, I would have pegged your mom for a brunch lady all day long.
She is so anti-brunch. It's not even funny.
It's one of my favorite things to do on the weekends. I love a good brunch.
A big brunch guy.
Huge
brunch guy.
Huge Bloody Mary guy.
Oh, yeah. I do love a Bloody Mary every now and again. I feel like getting older is the epitome. Drinking and enjoying Bloody Marys is the epitome of getting older. That's how you know you've made it into adulthood.
Yeah. You know, when you run up to the bar after a long night out and be like, give me a V8. It's like, okay. Gina says, I still use my ex's Netflix account, and I'm not stopping until they change the password. There, I said it. Go get it, Gina.
I know. It's a sad, sad day when that happens.
There's a reason why Netflix is cracking down now. It's people like Gina. She's ruining it for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Please update your home address. Okay.
I'm always texting my brother. Hey, can you send me that code super fast? Yeah, right. I'm always traveling. Always traveling.
We're always out
of
state.
Are you traveling right now? Yeah, in Fairport, New York. Who else is here? Janine's here. Ooh, says, I think waffles are better than pancakes if we're talking brunch. There, I said it. There's just more texture and more space to harbor the syrup.
Yeah, well, harboring the syrup
it just slides off on a pancake.
Never once in my entire life, never ever once have I ever gone to a diner or out to eat and ordered a waffle. Never.
Really?
It's never happened.
Not even chicken waffles?
Never happened.
Oh, chicken waffles is so good.
I'll take French toast over a waffle any day.
Ew. It's like dipped in egg.
I love it.
Alex is here. She says, confidence is a choice. There, I said it.
Got that right.
Do you believe that confidence is a choice, or do you think that it's something that you're born with?
Oh, no, it's a choice. Anybody can choose to be confident, even if they're not. It's a choice you make.
But what if it's within you?
No, everybody has confidence. It's just a matter of knowing how to pull it out. You know, the same way I choose to have a good day today, I choose to smile. Even though it could be a train wreck, you know, it's a choice. You make that choice. Mine for today is, and I know this may come off as petty, but I secretly root for people to break up just to prove I was right about their toxic relationship. There, I said it. And right now, so far, I am 3-0. There you have it. 3-0, baby.
You are so bitter.
You do it too,
bitter.
Breeze. You do it
You're
too.
You're so bitter.
Who else is here? Guys, this is... This is Taylor Swift's best album thus far. I love that she's back. I love that she's in love. And you can hear it in her music. There, I said it.
Yeah, I need to deep dive a little better, a little more. I only got to listen to like 4 or 5 songs on the way in because it's only like a 12-minute drive. But, you know, I don't know. I can't say anything right now because I don't have all of my ducks in a row. Let's just put it that way.
All right. So you listened to at least 4 or 5 songs on the way in this morning.
But I started at the bottom. How weird is that?
Well, that's fine. But compare that to the last album she dropped.
I honestly hated the last album she dropped. It's so slow and boring. Mimi's here. She says, hot dogs are better with ketchup rather than mustard. There, I said it. Okay, Mimi, firing away.
Yeah, thank you for that.
We're really sticking to the breakfast stuff this morning. French toast is one of the best breakfast foods ever created.
thank you.
And I will debate a wall on this.
They made a cereal out of it. Yeah, they made a cereal out of it.
They did?
Yeah.
Never had that one.
It's just diabetes in a bowl. Let's go over to Jeff. Do not FaceTime people out of nowhere without asking. It is so awkward, and it doesn't matter if you're married or in a relationship. Just call people like a normal individual. There, I said it.
I hate people that don't just use the phone the way the phone is intended to be used. One time, to be fair, my friend and I were like just becoming friends at the time, but she voice memoed me to tell me that she was going to call me. She's like, I didn't want to call you and like freak you out. I'm like, just call me.
That's respectful. That's respectable.
No.
This is interesting. Judy said, hi, Moose and Breezy. To all my ladies listening this Friday morning, if you're hooking up with your boss, then secure that raise, sis. Closed mouths don't get promotions. There, I said it. Does that honestly sound like something a Judy would say? Come on.
I don't know.
You do you, Judy.
Yeah.
I don't know who, no name, this person said, some of you should have stayed childless. Just because you can reproduce doesn't mean you should. There, I said it. I think we're all in agreement with that.
Yeah.
Right? I think we're all on the same page.
We are.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Just hearing
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Okay, here's the situation. The government shutdown has officially entered day three, and it's left many federal services on pause. Here are some things that will and won't be impacted in the Rochester area. Now, as you know, tens of thousands of the over 115,000 federal employees in New York State are currently out of work. If you guys, my own personal piece of advice, if you happen to be taking a flight anywhere or traveling, I would just recommend being extra kind to anybody working at the airport, because TSA agents, air traffic control especially, mm-hmm. is currently doing their job with no pay. And all of us know how stressful those jobs are. And to be doing them right now with zero income sucks.
That's really
bad. So, you know, be nice. All of these federal services and jobs are expected to go without pay until the government is funded again. And that could be a week, 2 weeks, a month, who knows. But flights will continue at the airport here in Rochester for the time being. And despite the government shutdown, New York State residents are expected to continue to get federal food assistance benefits at least through October. According to FoodLink's Facebook post, people can redeem their SNAP benefits as usual. However, if the shutdown goes past October, then the fate of SNAP benefits, I mean, that's more uncertain. And now, as far as the Department of Veterans Affairs, they shared information about which services will and won't be impacted. Mm-hmm. VA clinics will continue providing services. So that's, they have the one on Calkins Road and Clinton Crossing. In addition, these services won't be impacted, but VA benefits will continue to be processed and delivered, including compensation, pension, education, and housing benefits. For all of those people involved with VA.
It sounds like a lot of admin. I don't want any part of it.
Okay. Well,
all the government.
I don't think this
behind
is,
the scenes.
No, it's nothing you have to worry about.
No, no.
So there you have it. We got a great message on Facebook from a mom named Tracy, who's, follow along.
Yes.
Tracy's 18-year-old son just inherited a pretty good large sum of money.
Okay.
From his grandmother.
Got it.
And Tracy and her husband didn't get a dime. Tracy says that's not the problem. She says, I should manage the account until he's at least 25 so he doesn't blow it all. But her son is saying, it's mine, hands off. So what can you do in this situation? We'll get to the full message Tracy left us for Parental Confidential coming up next. Scandalous. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Tracy's 18-year-old son was left a very generous amount of money after his grandmother passed. She and her husband weren't left a dime. And she says, that's fine, but here's the problem. Her son has full access to it now. So, yeah, you can see how that would be an issue. Tracy feels like she should be the one managing the account until he's at least 25, so he doesn't waste it all.
Right.
And her son says, it's mine, I'll do what I want. 585-252-9800. Let us know what you guys think. The original message from Tracy is as follows. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My name is Tracy. I need some outside perspective on this because it's gotten ugly in my house. I love listening to you guys and I'm totally open to honest feedback on this. My son just turned 18 a few months ago, and around the same time, my mother, his grandmother, passed away. She left behind a savings account with quite a bit of money in it. And I found it interesting because she left it directly to him, not me, not my husband, just him. I'm not talking 500 bucks or a couple grand. It's a decent amount of money, and it's enough that he, if he's not careful, he could blow through it in no time. He's 18, still living under my roof, hasn't even finished his first semester of college. Suddenly, he thinks he's Mr. Independent because grandma left him this gift. And I told him I should manage the account until he's at least 21 or 25, old enough to make smart financial decisions.
Very true.
He immediately shot me down. He told me flat out, it's mine. Grandma wanted me to have it. You don't get a say. He's even threatened to move out if I push him on this.
What? Oh,
so, okay.
What a waste of money.
I get that it's technically his money, but I am his mother. I know he's not responsible enough yet to make big decisions with it. He's already talking about getting a new car and taking trips with his friends. God. And I'm sitting here thinking, that's your future. You could use that for school or a down payment on a house someday.
Right.
Does anyone else agree that I need to step in and risk being the bad guy and find a way to keep it under control until he's older? Thank you so much. Listen, I can already tell you right now, this money is going to be gone by the time this kid is 19 or 20. His grandmother, rest in peace, made a huge mistake by allowing him to have it at 18. You know what I'm saying? She should have had the money released to him when he's older and actually understands the value of money.
Yeah.
To our listeners this morning, how would you handle this situation? I don't know if there's much that Tracy could even do in this situation.
Legally, I don't know either, but also, like, why would she tell him that? Why would she should have held the withheld that money and that information and money?
But if he's 18 and a legal adult, then that information is going to go directly to him as well. You see what I'm saying? That's the thing. So I don't know. I don't know how this works. Guys, what do you think? If anybody has any kind of knowledge in this particular
situation,
it's just one of those things where I had a good friend too. His stepson came into a large sum of money. He tried to negotiate with the biological father and was like, listen, he's 18. Let's hold on to it for a little while. Yeah. Nope. Gave it all to him, gone. Gone.
Nightmare.
All of it by the time he was
absolute
21.
Nightmare. Like, that is, your brain is not fully developed or formed. And I've been in the situation too where, like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll fail out of college and I'll take out loans, no worries at all. And now I'm like 31 and I'm like, oh.
Let me get to Anthony's text real quick. And then I think your dad's calling, who's probably a good person to touch on this. Anthony says, set up a sit down with a financial advisor. If he won't listen to you, maybe he'll listen to a professional who can show him what that money can do if he invests it correctly. Good morning, PXY.
Moose, Toddy, how are you?
Hot Toddy on the line. What's up, buddy? So, dude, as a financial advisor, what can Tracy do here?
Unfortunately, legally, I mean, you know, if he wants to blow it, I mean, there's nothing she can do. But I did like that last text where, you know, he should be, you know, sitting down with someone like myself and looking at the options and you know, explaining him what this thing can turn into if he does the right thing, you know?
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's life-changing money, you know, and that's the thing. When you're 18 or if you're in a situation in your life where you've never dealt with money, you've never had it, and then all of a sudden it shows up in a big way, you blow through it, you know?
Right. What grandma should have done, I mean, the right thing would have, if she would have put it into trust where, you know, he like legally the mom could have been the trustee and then, you know, like dole it out over, you know, a period of time, like 21, 25, 30.
Right.
That would have been the proper thing to do, but obviously she didn't do that.
Obviously she didn't go through you to set aside her assets.
Right.
Yeah, just one large lump sum.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's, you know what? I mean, unfortunately, I've actually seen that in my 30 years in the business where kids get money like that and they just blow through it. It's pretty sad.
Yeah.
God.
And it's frustrating as a parent to know you can't do anything about it.
Right.
Right. I mean, there's really nothing.
Can you attest the will?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, if she left it outright to him, there's nothing she can, they can do, Breeze.
If it's in his name, the parents can't touch it.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
Yep. Bye bye.
Hey, good morning, guys. His grandma wanted him taken care of, not broke at 20. He's going to go blow it on a stupid car to impress his friends, and then he will regret it once he's broke. Yeah,
100%. 150%.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just an idea, but I had a similar situation with my stepdaughter who received a large sum of money from a lawsuit when she was 19. We asked her to set aside half in a CD or an investment account, and she can't touch it right away. But then we let her play with the other half. She got freedom. You get peace of mind. So we kind of split it down the middle. I guess that's an option too, depending on the amount. Sarah says, good morning, guys. This sounds like sour grapes. The parents never received any money, so now they want to take control of their son's inheritance. At the end of the day, it belongs to him, and he can do what he wants with it. Yes, of course he can, but it's a bad idea. It's irresponsible.
It's a horrible idea. It's so unfortunate. This person says, unfortunately, 18-year-olds think they know everything. I don't think there's going to be anything you can do to stop him from spending all of this.
No. Oh, that sucks. Tracy, you know, admitted she and her husband weren't left anything. Is it a possibility she feels hurt that grandma skipped over her and went straight to her son? I would imagine.
The hurt is what it is. It's going to hurt double if this is the outcome, though. This person says, I would sit down and tell him he needs to have an adult conversation with me, come up with some type of compromise where he can have some of the money now and some of it to go away for his future.
Yeah.
Let him have fun, but show him how to do it responsibly.
I'll get to one more good one here. Hey, good morning, guys. I heard the message you're talking about. I just wanted to offer some insight. At 18, he is an adult, and that means he has full legal rights to anything left to him directly. The inheritance is his, and his mother has no automatic authority over it. The only way she could gain access now is if her son willingly signs something like a power of attorney or adds her to the account. And based on what Tracy said, he's not interested in doing that. Hope that helps. Yes, it does. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really tough situation to be in. Sorry to hear about Grams. All right, guys, thanks for the messages. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Chance. Breezy!
585-252-9800 right now to win a 4-pack of movie passes, our last 4-pack to see Taylor Swift, the official release party of A Showgirl, including the world premiere of The Fate of Ophelia.
The music video.
Right, we played the song this morning, the world premiere, and I gotta tell you, great song. You guys have the opportunity to see this at AMC and Webster either tonight or on Sunday.
Just downing a bucket of popcorn.
Let's go to the dream. Phones. PXY, who's this? Good morning.
Hi, this is Aaron.
Oh my God, Aaron, from where?
From Rochester.
Aaron from Rochester, I'm about to make your Friday morning because you're caller number 8! Okay, Aaron, you're going head-to-head with Breezy. Who are you trying to win these passes for aside from you?
I just pulled out of the school drop-off line with my niece, so we're hoping to get them.
Let's go, Erin. Yeah. All right. Hi, Queen. Did you listen to the album yet?
No, we've started a little bit. Well, she
started on me a little bit. Okay, perfect. All right. Well, good luck.
Breezy's leaving the room, okay? Here's the situation. Now, Aaron, you got 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you're going to get the automatic win, okay?
Okay.
Question number 1. What toy from the 1990s allowed you to raise a digital pet? What is the name of that toy?
Tamagotchi.
Final answer?
Yes.
Let's go to question number 2. Which country is home to the Colosseum?
Italy.
Question number 3. Aaron from the 585. What car part keeps your engine cool? You can do it, Aaron. Come on.
The radiator.
Going with radiator. Final answer. Locking you in. Let's go to a sports question, shall we? In hockey, there are typically how many players from each team on the ice?
I'm going to go 10.
10 on either side?
Yeah.
Okay, going with 10. And last question. I Came in Like a Wrecking Ball is a song by which artist?
Miley Cyrus.
Going with Miley Cyrus. Okay, I'm locking you in. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to go ahead and tally these up, Aaron, and see how well you did, okay?
Okay.
Right now, not too shabby. Breezy, your work is cut out for you. Aaron got a total of 4 out of 5.
Wow, not bad, Aaron. Not bad.
All right, Aaron. You and your daughter sit tight.
Niece.
Sure. We're going over to Breezy. Breezy, question number one. There's a lot on the line here. Okay. What toy from the 1990s allowed you to raise a digital pet?
A Tamagotchi.
Question two. Which country is home to the Colosseum?
France.
Going with France. Question three. Breezy, what car park keeps your engine cool?
Coolant.
What car part? But
coolant.
Oh, got it. Okay, we're going with coolant. Question number four.
It's literally in the word.
Huge sports girl over here. In hockey, there are typically how many players from each team on the ice?
I think only six. I think six.
Locking you in for six. And last question. I Came in Like a Wrecking Ball.
What?
Is a song by which artist?
Wrecking Ball?
That's right. You heard
me. You said Relling Mel. What? Miley Cyrus.
Locking you in for Miley Cyrus. Let's get Aaron back on the phone with us. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi.
How do you think Breezy did compared to you?
I thought I did horrible, so I don't know.
And you literally got like all of them right except for one.
That's true. But it was enough to beat Breezy. You're going to show!
Dang it.
Aaron, you won 4-3. Let's run through the board. Both of you impressed me with the first question. What toy from the 90s allowed you to raise a digital pet? Tamagotchi. Question number two, I'm very disappointed. Which country is home to the Colosseum? That little rock behind you, Breezy? That's from the Colosseum. That Rome. Would be Italy. Mm. Breezy said France. What car part keeps your engine cool? Aaron, you were right. It is the radiator. Breezy just said coolant. In hockey, there are 6 players on the ice. You said 10, Aaron. That's wrong. It's the only one you got wrong. And yes, I came
did
in like
I
a wrecking
ball.
Did
I say 6?
You did.
Yeah.
I Came in Like a Wrecking Ball is by Miley Cyrus. So you have 4 passes to go see Taylor Swift either tonight or Sunday. Enjoy. It's at AMC in Webster. Do you have...
Yeah, what day are you guys going to go? What's the vibe? What's the plan?
We're going as soon as possible.
Oh my God. She's ripping out of school. She's like, we out of here.
All right. I'll try and get those to you by tonight then. Okay. I need you to say, my name is Aaron from Rochester and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Aaron from Rochester and I just beat Breezy.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. How many of you have ever donated to a GoFundMe?
I have.
I think a lot of us have. A majority of the time, we trust the money is being used for what is stated in the fundraiser story. Right?
Yeah, there usually is a very long sob story.
Right.
I mean, granted, most of them are real, and this is actually what happened. But some of them are a little sketchy.
It's like, oh, you need $100. Okay, here's $100. Most people don't read the terms of service when setting up a GoFundMe. If you say the money is going to a specific cause, then that's 100% where the money needs to be going. It's not your personal bank account.
Right.
Right, Ashley?
Right. I got scammed.
Our friend Ashley is joining us this morning to share her experience after, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but recently you donated some funds to someone's personal GoFundMe, and tell us what happened.
So I'm, you know, scrolling Facebook. I see this GoFundMe with this really sad story about an old friend who was going through a bad divorce and needed to get out of the situation. So naturally, me being me, I donate. And then about a week goes by and posting pictures with the significant other. And then the next story is her at the hair salon getting hair extensions. And the next story, she's at the tattoo shop getting a tattoo arm, a huge one.
But
so
this,
I'm like, wait a minute, you used all of our money for hair extensions and a tattoo sleeve, which neither of which are cheap. So
no.
Yeah, we got duped.
But you also can't prove that, can you?
I mean,
we do know she needed money desperately.
Yeah, for her hair and her tattoo.
But,
I mean, I almost wish she just said that instead of the sad sob story that got me.
Well, is this somebody that has... I don't know. Here's the thing. If you post on GoFundMe or any kind of website like this where you're asking people for donations, this is my own personal belief, but you can only go to the well so many times.
This is the second one. She had another one
for
her dog.
Oh, this is the second one.
No.
What was the first time she was asking money for what?
She said her
for
dog.
Her dog, which of course got me then too, guys. I got it twice.
Ash, I mean, you're the problem. What, respectfully, what was wrong with the dog? What was the problem?
Apparently there was like some neurological issues and
needed all
of this help.
Right.
So, and she was like DMing me on that one because she really knew she could hit me home there. I mean, everyone that knows me knows I'm the number one dog lover. So I really
stop
got it there.
It.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I mean, how much money have you given this woman?
She's like, I drained my bank account for her.
I don't know. You know me. A
couple $100.
Whatever anybody needs, take it.
Oh, my gosh, Ash, I'm, like, really in a lot of money, like, money troubles right now. I'm buying a house.
No, I mean...
That's why I buy so many comfort sets with your discount code.
I know, literally.
Here's the thing. You do have a really big heart, Ashley, and this we know. I know I've known you for a very long time. Like, before you even met Breezy in person, you sent her a $25 gift card to Starbucks.
I mean,
yeah,
I never...
you used.
Yeah, I never got it.
You gave it to
her
for her birthday, and you used
the
it.
The sentiment
well,
was there,
that's
Ash.
Well, that's not the point. But anyways... I don't know how many of you agree. 585-252-9800. Does anybody, because this sounds illegal, doesn't it? I don't think you can do this.
I can't be the only person that noticed it because she posted it pretty quickly right after and took the GoFundMe post down.
Ash, did you call her out?
No.
Yeah, you're not going to do that either. See, because you don't like conflict.
I would.
How many of you have ever... donated to GoFundMe and then felt like, you know what? I think I got duped.
I only donate to GoFundMes of people that, like, I mean, this is different because Ashley did know her, but like people I really know or like I was kind of like quasi involved in the situation or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. All right, Ashley, let me get to some phone calls coming in, but thanks for your story.
Okay. Thanks. Send me back my gift card.
Yeah.
No, literally.
Okay. All right. Bye.
You owe us a coffee date.
Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, this is Kara.
Kara, go ahead.
Hi, Queen.
Okay. Hi, thanks. So listen, I just had to jump in and comment because you guys are doing way too much over this GoFundMe thing, okay? Once that money hits your account, like, that's your business, period. Like, I don't know who thinks that they can have control over what's in your bank account, but like, whatever that Ashley girl was talking about on the phone, so wrong, okay?
That's not true.
I don't think that's...
Kara. If you say, I need money for my dog on GoFundMe, I can't afford the vet bills, people are giving you money expecting you to use that money towards the vet
bills. Because that's what you said.
What if your situation changes? What if
then,
your dog has already passed away or gets miraically cured? They gave you that money.
Then,
okay?
legally, that money is supposed to be refunded back to whoever donated it to you for your personal GoFundMe.
Legally, sure. Okay. Morally, not by a lot of people.
But also, like, when we say vet bills or, like, you know, for your dog or what have you, like, you're the one taking care of it. You're a caregiver. So, like, like, you're the caregiver. So, like, if you say you're going to, like, do something for your dog, like, there's so much involved in your life that's involved in your dog's life. Like, if your dog stresses you out, like, yeah, go use that money to get a massage.
No. That's not how this works. GoFundMe is not your personal bank account. You just don't go in there and take what you need. That money is specifically for one cause. Whatever cause you said you needed the money for.
It's no different than Moose or I putting on a charity event for a non-for-profit and then being like, yeah, but like, I'm going to skim a couple off the top.
Yeah, we're going on vacay. Right. Come on.
It's not different.
It's a website. People are willingly donating, you know? Like,
because they don't... for the right reasons, though.
Yeah, they think you're in distress.
Oh, guys, did you hear about Nancy and Jerry's house burning down? Let's give to their GoFundMe.
They lit it on fire.
Oh, wow. They're in the Bahamas.
No, fully.
What?
Well, you're acting like people are, like, they're distressed giving the money. They're willingly giving the money. And like I said, people's situations change. People like ask for 10,000, they get 20. Yeah. Like, take a vacation with it. Your house
burned down. Okay,
your
I understand.
House just burned down.
No, listen, GoFundMe is for one purpose. Okay. You're collecting, people are giving money willingly, and you're right, but they're doing it because they think it's going to the right place, not because you're using it because you want to go buy a new car. Your priorities are all screwed up here, Kara.
Very much so.
I don't know. You guys are making too big of a deal out of it.
No, you're wrong, Kara. And Kara. Because guess what? You are. It's three against one. Legally, it's three against one. You're so wrong.
You know, listen, let me just tell you this. It's very simple. Once you give it, it is out of your hands, okay? If you don't trust that person, don't donate. Simple, you know?
Okay. And Kara, this is where I say have a great weekend, okay?
You victim blaming is crazy.
I do appreciate your take, Kara. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, let me get to one more call here, and then we'll wrap it up. Hello, Peaks Y. What's your name?
Stacey.
Hi, Stacey. Okay, you got a comment on this? GoFundMe?
Yes, I do. Okay. I worked with a girl, and her dad had cancer, and everybody was so sad for her, and he had to sell his business. He had his business all his life, and, you know, medical bills. They did a GoFundMe. They got a whole crap ton of money, and then the family's going on vacation, and we're like, oh, okay. And all the kids are going on vacation.
Right.
And stories on Facebook, and it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And then they put another GoFundMe up, and nobody wanted to donate, and it sat there for like 2 years with like $50.
Oh, my God.
Who wants to donate to you? All you guys did was go on different vacations and live life great.
Oh.
And you want to complain about...
Oh, my God.
You want to complain about what? Medical bills?
Right. Give me a break.
Wait.
You can only listen.
Wait.
You can only go to the well so many times. And after people saw this, there's trust issues involved now. No one's going to give them money.
Was the dad who was ill going on vacation, or was it just the family and they left pops
the
at home?
Family. There was a younger son that was still in the house, and then the girl had a boyfriend, and he was whisking her off to Ohio and everything else.
Ew. First of all, vacation in Ohio, nightmare. So not for me. pass on that for me.
Okay. Second of all, they want to go on vacation. That's fine. But they specifically told people that the money was going to be used towards his medical bills. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's insane.
In the GoFundMe, it was a big description of, you know, medical bills and testing, and they have to travel for here and travel, you know, travel for hospital visits. But, like, the traveling, they were just living extravagant online.
That's not right.
That's crazy town, USA.
Thanks so much for your call this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, so long story short, if you donate to GoFundMe for a coworker who says maybe your dog needs surgery, and then you find out she used half of that to go to Nashville for the weekend, that's called scamming. So that's all we're going to say about that.
And if my fiance is listening and planning a vacation to Ohio, cancel it.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester is officially back.
Mm-hmm.
And scarier than ever.
Spooky.
You guys feel like wetting yourself tonight?
Come through.
You got to come through.
I'm going to be, we are going to be there, and I'm going to be wearing a diaper, I think.
Yes. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, guys, I'm telling you, this is new ownership. They've upgraded so much since the last time the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester has been open, since I think it was pre-COVID, right?
Yeah, 2019 was the last time it was open, obviously shut down because of COVID and all the things. And now it is making its epic grand return 5 years later.
It's a perfect weekend for it because it's not going to be super cold. I mean, it's 76 out right now.
What are you wearing tonight? I feel like we need to talk about, like, what are we wearing? Like, what's the vibe? Because I don't want to wear, like, loose clothing that, you know, one of the monsters can pull on and rip me off the wagon, you know?
It's between jeans or boy shorts. I haven't decided yet. If you haven't...
Shows up in a Speedo. I'm like, oh, okay.
Why are you wearing a tuxedo? I panicked. I literally panicked. Head on over to hauntedhayridesrochester.com. You guys could check out the schedule, get your tickets there. Also,
We gotta talk about the Haunted Beer Garden. I can't wait to check that out.
Yes, but before that, considering it's a Friday, if you guys want to buy the line jumper passes to save time,
yeah,
I would also consider maybe doing that too. But there is a Haunted Beer Garden, 21 plus.
Here's the thing about me. I will pay for convenience. I will pay whatever dollar amount for convenience. If I don't have to wait in line, sign me up. I will literally Venmo you whatever I need to.
Last week on the show, I believe it was last Friday, we had a woman call and she was in a dilemma because she was trying to figure out.
Yes.
She had a date night plan with her husband. And she was like, I kind of want to go to the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester. And he's like, well, then we're just going to bring the kids. The kids are 5 and 7.
Yeah.
So I called my buddy who's, you know, running the show here at the Haunted Hayrides. And he suggested, if you guys are bringing kids, they suggest anyone 8 and older, but if you want to roll the dice on whether or not you're going to give them PTSD for the rest of their life, definitely you got to, you know, be present. So there's things popping out of the woods like you wouldn't believe. And it's, yeah. I'm not one of them.
So I was talking to our engineer, Derek, and he's been out there. He said that the haunted house is like out of this world, like so good, like it's never been before. So yeah, there's a lot of things to do. There's the hayride, there's the haunted house, there's the haunted beer garden, there's a lot. And I think utilizing that space out in Williamson, Marion, wherever it is, it's literally out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, go get yourself some
great.
Get yourself a beer and some fried dough and jump on the hayrides.
There's gonna be fried dough there.
I think the ride lasts at least 30 to 35 minutes.
Yeah, they said like 30 minutes. And which is like a, you know, a decent amount of time. I don't know if you'd want to be on a wagon for longer than 30 minutes, right?
Yeah. But just keep an eye out for chainsaws and, you know, just The Walking Dead in general. Again, you can get your tickets right now at the hayridesofgreaterrochester.com. They're officially back.
And Moose and I will be there tonight. This is like kind of a first for us and with Patrice. Like, I've never done anything like super scary with Patrice. So like,
oh yeah, you're bringing your fiance.
Yeah. Bringing my fiance. It's going to be, we're doing a little throuple date night.
That's right. That's what we are.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun, guys. Come out, come say hi. We're very excited to see you, see the new Haunted Hayrides of Rochester, and it's just going to be a good time.
And by the way, as far as timing, they go from 6:30 to 10:30. So get there early so you don't have to wait in line too long. Hopefully we'll see you guys tonight.
Yay.
KXY Mornings.
Hey, it's Devins. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. You know, enough is enough. That's a wrap.
We got to get out of here.
Thank you guys for having fun with us this morning. It's been a fun Friday.
It's time to go. I got to get ready for the hayrides. And when I say get ready, I need to take a nap and be ready and mentally prepare myself and do all of the things.
A beautiful day and an even more beautiful weekend. 76 for the high today with plenty of sun. Tomorrow will follow. And yes, hopefully we will see you guys tonight at the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester. You can get your tickets as well at hauntedhayridesofgreaterrochester.com. And don't forget, you can snag that line jumper pass so you're not sitting in line. It's worth it. It really is.
Yeah, I will pay for convenience all day long. So yeah, go tonight to the Haunted Hayrides or tomorrow. And then during the day, you can go to Bristol and ride up on the chairlift. Do all the fall things, you guys. Come on. Come on. fun.
Cardigans, fires, and bourbon.
Period.
Guys, have an awesome weekend. We'll talk to you next week. And remember, if nobody loves you, Moose and Breezy love you.
WPXY.
FM and HD.
Rochester, Webster, Gay. Flower City Parties.
With the number one hit music station.
Commercial free.
This is the iconic 98PXY.
Always live in the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.